The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi, it's Marcy Martin, your rosarian here at plantersplace.com. And today we're going to talk about at least one way of propagating roses. This is called budding roses. Did you ever wonder how all those beautiful roses were propagated for sale at your local garden center? There are lots of ways to start new rose plants. The newer shrub roses, like knockouts, do very well on their own roots, so they are usually reproduced simply by cuttings. Some other roses do very well on their own roots, too. Mini roses and mini flora roses are usually propagated by cuttings also. They also have a tendency to reproduce themselves underground and can be dug and divided. My favorite roses, though, are hybrid teas, grandifloras, and floribundas. I have one floribunda, First Kiss, that is on its own root system, and it's doing very well for its first year in my garden. A few years back, though, Jackson and Perkins started introducing their new offerings as New Generation roses, and I was all excited about trying some. New Generation was their introduction of hybrid teas on their own roots. I ordered a voluptuous rose that I had fallen in love with the picture on the front of the catalog, and I planted it in a prime real estate section of my garden and sat back and waited, and waited, and waited. This rose on its own roots was more interested in growing more roots than it was in making top growth. I almost shovel pruned it, but after 3 years of waiting, it finally began producing some really spectacular blooms. That's the problem with hybrid teas and some floribundas on their own roots. Sometimes they just refuse to produce the desired product, flowers, unless you are really patient. The other thing about hybrid teas is that some of them are not very winter hardy in colder parts of the country, especially if they're on their own roots. How can you make a more tender rose hardier? Is it possible? It is, and that's where budding comes in as a propagation method. Budding is the process by which a stem bud from one rose is slipped under the skin of a hardier rose, and the bud is allowed to take over. Once the rose is growing on hardy roots, it becomes a hardier rose itself. I'm going to tell you all about this process. Before we start, though, you need to know that once a rose is registered, it is a patented rose for 17 years. Hybridizers work very hard to create gorgeous flowers for us, so make sure the roses you propagate are off-patent roses. This means that they've been around for a while, and there are many of them to choose from, probably in your friends' gardens. Ask them if you can cut a stick or two, and I'm sure they'll say yes. I like to use Rosa multiflora for rootstock because of its spectacular winter hardiness. I have some plants behind my garage that are the prickle-less variety, so they're very easy to work with. I go out with my pruners in November, after all the leaves have fallen, and cut foot-long sticks from the ends of the stems. I then take my pocket knife and dig out all the stem buds except for the top two or three. This ensures that I won't have a problem with the rootstock sprouting down the road when my newly budded rose is planted in the garden. Once I have removed all the buds, I take my handful of rose sticks and put the whole bundle in one pot full of potting soil. I water the soil and leave the pot by the side of the house for the winter, where it will be sheltered from the wind. Come springtime, those sticks are calloused over on the bottom, and I pot them up in individual 1 gallon containers, put them in a sunny spot, and water daily. They put out roots from the calluses, and the top two buds I left on the sticks leaf out, and voila! My rootstock plants will be ready for propagation purposes in August. My friend has asked me for a Tropicana rose because she loves it in my garden. I know that it was introduced in the early 60s, so it's been off patent for many years. I gather up my budding supplies, single-edged razor blades, florist tape, and a wooden block. I take a cutting from Tropicana that has recently bloomed, put it in a cup of water, and bring it to a table in the shade. You need to be comfortable when you're a rose surgeon, you know. I then retrieve one of the pots with the Rosa multiflora. I have a long stem to work with and no prickles to bite my fingertips. I select a spot on the skin of the multiflora rose close to the rim of the pot. I then take a sharp new razor blade, take care not to slice yourself now, and make a deep T cut in the center of the stem. right in the skin, a T like a capital T. Dig in deep with the blade. You want to go clean through the top of the cambium, the white layer under the green skin. Make the slice at the top of the T first, and then draw down the shaft from the center of the top of the T. I then carefully separate the skin from the cambium layer. Then I select a stem bud from my Tropicana stem. This stem is now called budwood. I want a bud that's large and well hydrated. I take my pruners and cut the budwood straight across about a quarter of an inch above the bud. I then do the same thing about a quarter of an inch below the bud. I then take my little piece of budwood, stand it upright on my wooden block, take my razor blade and slice down the side of the piece and cut the bud right off. I turn it around and pick out the white pith so I can see the back side of the bud, and then I slip it into the T-cut I just made in the skin of the rootstock. I slide the skin back over the bud I inserted and wrap it with florist tape snugly. Some folks like to tie up their budding with grafting tape or a rubber band, but I like florist tape because it sticks to itself and you can wrap it easily. Once you have completed the budding process, you take your plant to a sheltered spot and keep it well watered. If that little bud is still green after a month, you can be pretty sure you've been successful. Leave the pot in a sheltered spot for the winter and wait until spring. When the Rosa multiflora starts to break dormancy next spring on the top of the stick, check your bud. It will be swelling. Take your pruners and cut off the mother plant just above that bud. In no time, a new cane will push its way up. In this case, it's our new Tropicana rose. All the energy from that root system in the pot will go into that new rose, which is now called a budded maiden. You will want to support that new cane for a while with a bamboo stake, just to protect it from the wind. Pretty soon, your plant will put up two new canes on either side of the original, and the location of those canes on the stem are called the bud union. All beautiful names for a beautiful process. Plan ahead and try it yourself next year. It takes a little longer to get your rose, but it'll be extremely winter hardy because of the rootstock we used, and you'll have a good-sized rose in one growing season, as opposed to waiting 3 to 5 years for an own root hybrid tea to do really well. Besides, it's really wonderful to watch a miracle happen before your very eyes. Till next time, I'm Marcy Martin.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.